Thanks. Thank you. Well, I'll say Ping'an, but I'll also say Shalom, because we're talking about Jerusalem today.
Shalom, 因为我们今天是在耶路撒冷.
They mean the same. The same peace.
他们的意思是相同的.
So for today's Palm Sunday message, I studied as best I could all four of the gospel accounts of the event. I found it interesting that God seemed to place slightly different important details on each author's heart.
为了今天中述节的讲道，我研究了四福音的记载，我发现上帝在每一位福音书的作者心里放置了不同的侧重。
So I decided in the end to start with the account of John, chapter 12, 12 through 19, because of what's in John, chapter 11. I also decided to include a few verses from Luke 19, and just to top it off, a couple of verses from Matthew 21. Don't worry, they're all inspired by God.
基于约翰福音11章的内容, 我决定从12章12到19节的记载开始今天的讲道。 我会在途中引用路加福音19章和马太福音21章的经文, 这些全是上帝末世的话语。
This is the first day of what's commonly referred to as Holy Week or Passion Week. Passion Week is what I like to call it. It ends in Easter or Resurrection Sunday, is what I like to call that. I'm quite sure you have a very meaningful message both on Good Friday and Easter from Pastor Gary.
今天是称为圣周或受难周的第一天。 我更喜欢称它为受难周，这周会以复活节，或我称为复活主日结束。我相信赵牧师下周会讲一篇十分有意义的道。
I'd also like to invite you to a sunrise service. It's been held here for over 30 years. It starts at 8 a.m. in the morning at the amphitheater on the USU campus. This is a service for all the community churches in Logan.
我也想邀请大家参加已经举办了30年的日出崇拜。这个聚会会在下周日早上8点在USU的露天剧场举行。So
my title for today's message is a question, but it can be asked in three ways. Who is this king? I really want to know him. Or, who is this king? I've already made up my mind in a skeptical way. And lastly, in a rhetorical way, who is this king? Let me tell you about him.
今天的讲道围绕着一个问题，这个王是谁？这个问题至少有三种的问的方式：一，我想认识他；二， 我抱着质疑的态度已经下定了答案。三，反问一句，他是谁？现在就让我告诉你，他是谁。
I certainly don't want to take away from the celebration aspect of Palm Sunday, but I'm going to speak a little more about the misunderstandings during the triumphal entry and could actually be today also.
我不想消减中树节的庆祝意味，但我想探讨一下大家对于凯旋进程，甚至是今天的误解。Then
I want to leave it up to those that have put their faith in Christ to really speak to people about this king that we're going to be talking about today.
然后把其他的问题交给以托付信心给主耶稣的众人去处理。The
first thing we should realize about the context of Israel, Judea during the time of Jesus It was a pressure cooker. And I think we can even imagine what that's like today.
第一件要注意的事就是耶稣当时犹大和以色列的背景就好像一个压力宝一样。我们今天很难想象那时的模样。
Now of course things have changed with time and from different cultures, but in many ways, it's as King Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun.
当然,时代变迁,很多事都变了,但也有很多事依旧一样。 就如所罗门王所说,日光之下别无新事。
So I want us to look at this main question, who is this king, in four different aspects. And the first three involve what I'm going to talk about as a misunderstanding.
我希望从四个方面来看待今天主要的题目,就是这个王是谁。
And the main question, or the first question under the main question, who is this king, what is his identity?
第一个问题,
what is his purpose for coming at this time?
他这个时候来的目的是什么?
3. What is his passion for all times?
3.
And fourth, who do his true followers, what do they say about him?
4.
I think I'm not going to go through the John 12 verses because the group up here did such a good job of leading us on that. But let's pray together to get started.
我们不会读约翰福音第十二章，我们现在一起来祷告。
Father, we need this, I need this word from you to be able to understand what we're talking about today, Father. Many people will talk about this or will think about this and they won't understand because they haven't yet put their full faith in you, in Jesus Christ. So just pray as we see this today as an opportunity to think about who you are, to think about why you came, to think about what your passion is, so that we can take that to others who don't know you yet. And we give you thanks for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen. So the first question, what is his identity?
第一个问题,他的身份是什么?
Well, to start, in John 12:12, let's look at what is important about the next day that's mentioned. Palm Sunday began with Jesus and his disciples traveling into Jerusalem from her little town Bethany, where Jesus had caused quite an uproar.
请看第十二章十二节一开始提及的第二天，中树节以耶稣和门徒进入耶路撒冷开始。
Now we can see from John chapter 11, what started a lot of talk was Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead in Bethany. This was done after Lazarus had been absolutely dead for 4 days.
我们可以从第十一章看到，引起热议的原因是耶稣在伯大尼将拉撒路从死里复活。
Now this was not the next day after the resurrection, but there had been a lot going on after that time in that area. Jesus had just fully shown those who witnessed the resurrection of Lazarus and those who heard about it. He was not just a good teacher. No holding back now on clearly seeing who he is.
这时并不是拉撒路复活的第二天，而且中间在那地也发生了许多事。但耶稣向见证拉撒路复活的人和听闻启示的人，显示了他不仅仅是一位老师，对他到底是谁也不再隐瞒。So
with this clear case of identifying himself as the Messiah, the religious leaders wanted to kill Jesus, And then later, they decided to kill Lazarus.
宗教领袖从耶稣揭示了弥赛亚的身份后就想杀他，之后他们也想把拉撒路杀了。
Why were such plots thought of? Because of him, many of his people had deserted the Pharisees and had believed in Jesus.
领袖们有此想法的原因是因为太多人离弃他们，相信了耶稣。
But it said here that this is the first time the people of Israel called Jesus the king. The first time many had recognized him not just as any king, but recognizing him as the Messiah king.
据说这是以色列人第一次称耶稣为王，这是许多人第一次认识到他不仅仅是一位王，而是弥赛亚王。
However, it does seem there was a really diverse crowd as Jesus entered Jerusalem. So there were obviously many different opinions.
但是随着耶稣进耶路撒冷的人群来自各色各路，他们显然各有各的想法。
So I want to look at a couple of verses from Matthew's account of that day. And that's where I got the title. Matthew 21:10 and 11.
我想一起来看看马太福音21:10-11对于今天的记载，这也是今天讲到题目的来源。
The entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered. Who is this? They asked. And the crowds replied, It's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.
耶稣既进了耶路撒冷，和城都惊动了，说这是谁？众人说，这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
I appreciate how all the gospel accounts use Old Testament verses to put this event into the perspective. Of course, that's all they had at the time was the Old Testament.
我欣赏福音书都使用旧约经文来将这件事放到适合的背景来看。当然这是他们当时从神领受的所有话语。
In fact, we can't begin to understand this setting unless we frame this event in the Old Testament prophecy. They and even we can't fully understand the answer to this question of Jesus' identity without God revealing it to us.
我们必须要以旧约的框架才能理解这时候的设定。我们甚至当时的人都不能在没有神揭示的前提下理解耶稣的身份。
So I heard a story about someone, and I think they were from the Orient or somewhere in the East. They went into a bookstore, they wanted to buy a Bible, and the person said, Here's the New Testament, that's all you need. So the person took his Bible home, and he read some, and he came back and asked them, Where's the rest of the story?
我曾听说有一个从东方来的人想要一本圣经，有人给了他一本新约圣经，并说这就够了。那人回去读了不久以后就回来问，圣经的其他部分在哪？
We do see New Testament verses that bear witness to God's revelation. Let's look at Matthew 16:13-17.
我们在新约马太福音16:13-17看到对神启示的证明。
When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do you say, or who do people say, the Son of Man is? Well, they replied, Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others say Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. Then he asked them, But who do you say that I am?Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because of my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being.
耶稣到了凯撒利亚腓立比的境内，正问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？他们说，有人说是西西亚约翰，有人说是以利亚。又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。 耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你。
You see, Peter knew his Hebrew Bible, and through that and his time with Jesus, God revealed this to his heart.
彼得借着熟悉旧约的经文和与耶稣的相处，得到了启示。
Can I add something?
Yeah.
So that's where we need to be, in the Word and spending time with God. He reveals more and more things to our heart.
所以我们应该借着这个时候和与神多一点相交，让我们能够明白他多一点。
Thanks. Well, another key Old Testament verse, it wasn't quoted that day, but it may have been important to many at the time, and that was Psalm 24, verse 8 and 10.
另一处关键但却没有被引用的旧约经文是诗篇24章8和10节。
This is David speaking. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord invincible in battle. And then in verse 10, who is the King of glory? The Lord of heaven's armies. He is the King of glory. That means all of heaven.
这是大卫所说的。荣耀的王是谁呢？就是有力有能的耶和华，在战场上有能的耶和华。第十节，荣耀的王是谁呢？万军之耶和华，他是荣耀的王。
So as David answered this question by kind of in a poetic way, the important note there was even in 24:10, he includes not only a mighty king, but one who has all the things in heaven under him.
正如大卫的回答，值得注意的是，诗篇24章10节不仅仅指上一位大能的君王，也指上一位天上万物的主。
Now it's true with many Old Testament scriptures, it was still possible for the people at that time to misunderstand, or I should say even be misled as to the true meaning of those scriptures from their religious teachers.
即使有众多旧约经文的依据，当时的人仍然会误解或被宗教领袖误导，至不理解经文的真理。
Some of the common misunderstandings of King Jesus then and even now can certainly come from each person's natural sinful heart. People that are always thinking first, what's in it for me?
人对耶稣的误解有一部分归咎于他们与生俱来的罪性，总是自私的先考虑这跟自己有什么关系。
And that brings me to my second question, about King Jesus. What was his purpose? What is his purpose for coming at this time?
接着进入了第二个有关耶稣的问题，他这个时候来的目的是什么？
Well, we see in John 12:13, the people were laying out these palm branches and crying, Hosanna. For believers now and even then, this was a cry of celebration. And we know from John it came with two Old Testament verses. So let's look at Psalm 118:25.
我们从约翰福音12章13节看到群众在铺垫中赎之和大叫何塞纳，对信徒和很多人来说，这是来自两段旧约经文的普信高呼。我们来看诗篇118章25节。
Psalm 18:25 says, and this is the definition of Hosanna, Please Lord, please save us. Please give us success.
耶和华啊，求你拯救！耶和华啊，求你使我们亨通。118章。
Some translations read, "Please give us prosperity." So while it had become a word of praise associated with this long-time awaited Messiah, many things had others on their mind.
有些译本把这翻译为“求你使我们繁荣”，因此，尽管这已成为与期待已久的弥赛亚相关的赞美词，许多人心中依然各有所思。
Can we see, then and perhaps now, how a misunderstanding of this verse and perhaps how it could come to this ideal of economy? Does anything look familiar with the term of gospel and prosperity?
从此，我们可以理解人从过去到现在对这段经文的误解可能来自于经济上的诉求。福音和繁荣两词不就看上去有点相似吗？
No doubt many of the crowd were looking for a Messiah who would come and rescue them politically, free them nationally. They expected Jesus to come into Jerusalem and clean house.
毫无疑问，这群人有许多是在寻求一位能拯救他们脱离政治上和民族上的困境。他们期望耶稣到耶路撒冷来大扫除。
They were thinking of Jesus coming in as a military or a political leader, and that he should come in on a big horse. Most of the time when a king entered the city back then, he entered on a war horse, not a donkey, and the war horse that they had would be taller than any other horse.
他们想着耶稣以军事或政治领袖的姿态骑着骏马进城，许多王进城的时候都是骑着战马，不是驴，而且他骑的马要比其他的更高。
But wait, couldn't they see that Jesus was riding on what he was riding on when he came into Jerusalem? He was not even riding on a full donkey. He was riding on the colt, a little donkey.
但他们等等，他们不是看到耶稣骑着驴进城吗？他甚至不是骑在一匹成年的驴上，而是一匹驴驹，就是一匹幼驴。
Couldn't they hear the Old Testament verse from Zechariah 9:9 that was being proclaimed as he rode in?
他们不是听到群众在耶稣进城时高喊着？撒迦利亚书第九章第九节吗？
Zechariah 9:9 Rejoice, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble. Riding on a donkey, riding on a donkey's coat.
西安的民啊，应当大大喜乐。耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。看啊，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驱子。
This was a big misunderstanding of what the purpose of Jesus coming at this time was. Many were simply calling for Jesus to be their earthly king.
看来人们对耶稣来的目的有很大的误解，他们只是换着要耶稣成为他们在地上的君王。
Now in fairness, we could see in John 12:16, even his disciples didn't fully understand the sense of these prophecies. Not until later, when they saw Jesus glorified, resurrected, and then they remembered from that Palm Sunday.
公道地说，在约翰福音的12:16，就算是耶稣的门徒也不完全明白这些的预言，直到之后耶稣得荣了、复活了的时候，才记得在中枢节所发生的意义。
So the majority of the crowd that welcomed Jesus on Palm Sunday, they recognized the events important, but they misunderstood the purpose.
当时大部分人只认识到这件事的重要性，却误解了它的意义。
They held Jesus as the Messiah, expecting him to free them from Roman occupation. However, they failed to grasp that Jesus came to set them free and save them from their sin. not political oppression. Jesus had come to save them spiritually.
他们高举耶稣为弥赛亚，期望着他能够救他们脱离罗马的管制，却没有意识到耶稣来是为了救他们脱离罪，不是争持迫害。他来是拯救他们的灵魂的。
Many of the crowd that that were calling Jesus Messiah, they did not understand that he wasn't yet ready to set up his kingdom on earth. It was time, though, however, for him to set up his kingdom in the hearts of those who that would place their faith in him for the forgiveness of their sins.
人群中许多人知道耶稣是弥赛亚，他们不明白的是，现在还不是在地上完全建立他国度的时候，现在是在寻求赦罪，把信心交托的人心中建立他的国度的时候。
We also know, if we read further in John, the same people who raised him on Palm Sunday would later turn against him by the leading, or I should say the misleading, of the religious Pharisees.
我们从约翰福音后面的记载就会知道，有很多在中树节高举他的人会在法利赛人的引导或误导下转而针对他。
This idea of the Pharisee misleading, and that brings me to this next question, but I'm going to need a few other verses about the same day to make my point. Let's look together at Luke 19:39-42.
我们在法利赛人误导群众的议题上进入第三个问题，我会引用一些其他的经文来展明我的观点。大家请看路加福音19:39-42。
This seems to pick up right from John 12:19 as he starts there in Luke 19:39. And it says, But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that. He replied, If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers.And Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. But as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. How I wish today that you of all people would understand this way of peace. But now it's too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes.
众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说，夫子，责备你的门徒吧。耶稣说，我告诉你们，若是他闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说：巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。
So my question under the eye question of who is this king is, what is his passion at all times, for all times?
他恒古以来的热衷是什么？
We know it wasn't really a misunderstanding of Jesus for the Jewish leaders like the Pharisees. They had clearly rejected him to be no more than a troublemaker, especially to their authority.
我们知道犹大领袖犹法利赛人并没有误解耶稣，他们只是明确地拒绝他，把他当成一个麻烦的抗拒他们权威的人。
We saw in the verses, in the Gospel of John and Luke, as he picks up in 39, some of the Pharisees were trying to get Jesus to tell his disciple, quit saying he's truly the Messiah.
从约翰福音和路加福音的19，我们可以看到一些法利赛人在尝试叫耶稣停止门徒称他为真的弥赛亚。
I love his reply. He said in so many words,Even if I do, and they don't cry, the stones will cry out.
我非常喜欢耶稣的回答。他回答说，就算他们不说，石头也会呼叫起来。
Now you can almost hear some people say, maybe then and maybe now, could Jesus really cause the stones to cry out? Some say he was probably referring to the Gentiles because the Pharisees looked at them as dead stones.
有些人从前甚至现在会问，耶稣是否真的会令石头呼叫起来？有些人认为他可能是指那些法利赛人视为石头的外邦人。
But even if they were literal stones, obviously the Pharisees didn't realize they're not just talking to the Messiah, they're talking to the creator of the universe.
就算是真的石头，法利赛人也没有意会在说话的不只是弥赛亚，也是全宇宙的创造主。
Now I heard about a seminary student who asked his professor if he believed in aliens from outer space. He said no, he did not. To which then they asked, why do you think God went to all this trouble to make all those stars and planets? The professor said, what trouble? He just spoke it into existence.
我曾听一个神学生问他的教授相不相信有外星人，他说不相信，然后学生就问，那为什么神要花这么多的功夫去创造一切的星星？教授说，什么功夫？他只是说几句话而已。
Now the verse in Luke 19 that really caught my attention though was 41. And Jesus saw the city of Jerusalem ahead of him and he began to weep. There were only two occasions recorded when Jesus wept. The first one was the time at the grave of Lazarus and later at this time. But let's look at John 11, 33 through 36.
路加福音十九章最吸引我注意的是第四十一节，耶稣看见耶路撒冷城就为他哀哭。经文中耶稣只哭过两次，第一次是在拉撒路的坟前，然后就是这一次。大家请看约翰福音第十一章三十三到三十六节。
So this is from the New Living Translation, 33 through 36. When Jesus saw her, Mary, weeping, and saw the other people wailing with her, a deep anger welled up within him. He was deeply troubled. Where have you put him? He asked them. They told him, Lord, come and see. Then Jesus wept. The people who were standing nearby said, See how much he loved him?
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又深又愁，忧愁，便说：“你们把他安放在哪里？”他们回答说：“请主来看。”耶稣哭了，犹太人就说：“你看他热，你看他爱这人是何等恳切。”
When it said a deep anger welled up in his spirit, it's essentially talking about a spiritual anger. Now, other translations say, and you may miss this, he was deeply troubled. Now, I'm not saying that it's not true, like verse 36 says. He did really love Lazarus, but I am saying I don't think that's what made Jesus weep.
但这里说心里悲叹，实际上是说一种灵里的悲叹，灵里的愤怒，又或按其他的译本说，上说是深深的不安。我不是在说第三十六节说耶稣爱拉撒路的事情是不正的，只是我认为这不是他哭的原因。
I think I mentioned earlier that I think of these 6 days ahead as Passion Week.I also think the word passion has become restricted to just how loud, how forceful I sing or speak or how high I jump when I'm excited. And not that that isn't a passion.
我之前提过我把这周看为受难周或热衷周或激情周。我觉得热衷或激情这个词有点被局限只用来形容你唱歌和说话时有多大声给力，或者你跳得有多高有多亢奋。
But I looked this word passion up in Webster's original English dictionary. And there are several different definitions for passion. One definition that is typically used for Passion Week is a time of suffering. We certainly know that was true historically in those days.
所以我查看了 1828年 韦氏祭奠中对激情的解释， 发现有多个解释， 其中一个是指受难的时候， 也就是这周通用的解释。 在以前的确是有这样的解释。
Another definition was more about how strongly one is committed to an ideal of truth and how agitated they become when someone or something works against that truth. I think this is the passion that calls Jesus to weep.
另外的解释是对真理的执着和当这些真理遇到抵抗时的不安。
So why did Jesus weep at Bethany and as he entered Jerusalem? I think he wept not only in grief, but also in a holy anger, a indignation and at the wickedness of the Jews as they led people away from faith. Personally, I think he wept as fully God and fully man. And only he could do that.
所以耶稣为什么会在伯大尼和耶路撒冷哭呢? 我认为他不只是因为悲伤而哭， 他也是出于对犹太人， 引诱人远离神而激起义怒。 个人来说， 我认为他是以全神和全人的身份而哭， 只有他才能这样做。
Now Luke 19 indicates that he wept because he knew the future of Jerusalem. He wept because he knew there were those who would reject their opportunity for salvation. He knew many would choose darkness. Many would choose to follow lies. Many would choose to die in their sins.
在这里，路加指出耶稣是因为看到耶路撒冷的未来而哭。他知道有很多人会拒绝拯救，选择黑暗、谎言，和在最终死去而哭。
Of course, he also wept prophetically because he knew Jerusalem and the temple would be destroyed in about 37 years from them. But even at that, it was the people that were and are his passionate concern.
当然，他也因知道耶路撒冷和圣殿会在37年后被毁而预兆性的哭，但他的热衷依然。
So he had a spiritual anger that hated for anything that takes us away from who he is and the truth of his glory in the gospel. And in fact, we're instructed this ideal both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And don't think of this as negative. Think of it as positive love. So Proverbs 8:13, the first part.
他对所有会引诱我们远离认识他是谁和福音中荣耀的真理都抱着灵里深深的悲叹。我们在信州约都会看到这一点。All
who fear the Lord will hate evil.
箴言8:13.
And Romans 12:19.
敬畏耶和华在乎恨恶邪恶恨 恨恶邪恶，那骄傲、狂妄，并恶道以及乖谬的口，都为我所恨恶。
Romans 12:9 in the New Testament, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good.
罗马书的12:9，爱人不可虚假。 恶要厌恶,
so my last question is more for me and perhaps for other disciples of Jesus. What do his true followers say about King Jesus?
所以最后的问题 比较上是针对我和耶稣的门徒，他的真门徒如何看待评价耶稣？
Well, maybe the first things relate to the matters of these previous three questions. You know, people often do have legitimate questions about Jesus.
首先要说，这是跟先前的三个问题都有关联的。人们对耶稣常有合理的疑问。
So they need some help. They need help from true believers with God's revealed word, maybe not some scholarly professor who doesn't even believe in the Bible.
他们需要来自真信徒受神的话启示而来的答案，而不是某些不懂圣经的教授口中的学术猜测。
So, we saw Jesus is the Messiah, and in fact, God in the body of a human. And again, only He could be that.
一，耶稣是弥赛亚，也是神道成肉身，只有他才能这样。
Secondly, we saw the purpose of Jesus coming to us was to seek and save the lost from penalty of their sin. And to give them the free gift of eternal life.
二，耶稣来的目的是要寻找世上的人，并拯救他们免受罪的刑罚，和白白的赐他们永生。
We saw the main passion of Jesus is for the sake of fallen mankind and for His glory shown in the gospel of salvation.
三，耶稣的热衷是在于堕落的人类和福音拯救中所显出的荣耀。
Now one thing is for sure, we can never pronounce or even think about this prophetic fact that Jesus said in Luke 19:42. We can never say, we shouldn't even think these people or those people can never come to faith.
有一件事是肯定的，我们永远不能像路加福音19:42所预言的那样断言，我们不能说，也不能认为这些人不会相信神。
So maybe we think, well, I know who Jesus is, but do others? So, you can share important facts to some, like the simple verse of John 3:16. And then you can tell them that God so loved the world, and they could put their name in that place of a world, because God so loved the individuals, the people of the world.
我们认识神和耶稣，但其他人认不认识神呢？你可以与一些有疑问的人分享重要的经文，比如约翰福音3:16，并告诉他们在世界留名是一件没差的事，因为神爱世人，爱每一个人。
Another comment here. Some of you know my son Matthew. When he was little, we had a little plaque that said, God so loved Matthew that he sent his only begotten son that he should not perish. So I think each of us can put our name in there too.
我有一个儿子叫 Matthew, 他有一个名牌 Matthew 写着神爱 Matthew。我们都可以这样把我们的名写在一个这样的名牌上。
And he's a pastor today up in
Montana. 他现在是一位牧师。
So we can point out many times in the Old Testament and New Testament, God wants us to see His mercy, His goodness, who He is. And I use this verse often of Jeremiah 9:23-24.
我们也可以指出在新旧约神多次显出的慈爱和美善的本性，就如耶利米书9:23-24。
Remember, you can point your friends to this, okay? Jeremiah 9:23-24. This is what the Lord says. Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord who demonstrates unfailing love, who brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things. I, the Lord, have spoken.
记得你可以与其他人分享这些话。耶利米书九章的二十三到二十四节是这样说：耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口，这是耶和华所说的。
Now, yes, Jesus is completely sovereign, but he's also merciful. It's written in the song, Holy, Holy, Holy. Sheng Zhao, Sheng Zhao, Sheng Zhao. Is that right? Okay. That's a better pronunciation, by the way. But it says, merciful and mighty, or mighty and merciful. God in three persons.
的确,
Blessed Trinity.
的确,耶稣是全能,也是慈爱的。就如诗歌所唱的，神在神在神在，恩赐永不更改，荣耀和赞美归向你真神。
He's even got a good voice, doesn't he? We sing that all the time, every Sunday in China. That was 荣耀荣耀荣耀 and that song, holy holy holy, every Sunday.
我们在中国是每周都会唱这首歌的。
For each of us seeing the beauty of His mercy, hopefully we can become merciful like Him, and because of Him, and for His glory.
对于每一个看到神慈爱的人来说，希望我们因他和他的荣耀而变得像他一样慈爱。
We should imagine.God looking down from heaven and seeing all nations with His people praying to Him all over the world, thanking Him not just on Passion Week, but every day for His loving grace poured out to His people.
我们该想象神从天上看到万邦万民向他祷告的时候，我们不该只在受难就感谢他。而是要每天因着他的恩典浇灌在他子民而感谢他。
We can share the Apostle Paul's heart and our heart as in Romans 2:4.
我们可以如罗马书二章四节以圣徒保罗的心为心。
Don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you?Can you see that it's His kindness that is intended to turn us from our sin?
罗马书二章四节，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是你领你悔改呢？
So this is Passion Week, and this is what it's about.It's the first day of the week for this time, for us.
这是受难周的意义所在。今天是这周的第一天。
So let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, help us to see this week for this Palm Sunday, for the Good Friday service,for the Resurrection Sunday, Easter service. We just pray that we see this for today, not some ancient history, not some time in the past, but for us today to live this out. And we do pray for the service coming up here, this body of believers, for Good Friday and for Easter, that Pastor Gary would really bring forth this truth and that many people would hear this and it would touch their hearts.We thank you for this time today, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.